Hey guys, this week's bonus episode is a video and it's all about podcasting. This video was taken from the Anchored Media's YouTube channel and it's all about why is my podcast not growing? So for those of you guys who have a show, you want to take advantage of this billion-dollar industry, but you're not sure how to grow this platform, take a listen to today's episode. Also, click the link in the show notes and go to anchoredmedia.com/openhouse. Because next month, very, very soon, we have our first retreat of the year. And this is all for those who have already launched the show, but you're looking to grow and monetize your platform. Historically, our retreats have been a one-stop shop for new and aspiring podcasters. But this year, we're splitting it up because I want to talk specifically to those who haven't launched yet. And then I want to talk to those separately who have already launched, but you're looking to grow and monetize your platform. So the Growth Track Retreat is coming up first in July. The Launch Track is coming up in September. So if you don't have a show yet, but you still want to work with us to make your show a success, you can click the link in the show notes as well to learn more about the event. It's a quick 20-minute video to tell you about the event, give you the link to apply, and more information on how to reserve your spot. But I hope to see you guys. We've worked with over 100 podcasters to launch and grow their platform. We've taken this show from zero to 250,000 listens a month and just continuing to grow week after week, month after month, all while staying in alignment with our values and the word of God. So I'm proud of what Anchored Media has done, not just with Blessed and Bossed Up, but for the hundreds of podcasts that we have assisted over the years. And I want yours to be next. One of our many success stories. I want to see your podcast icon up there as well. So take a listen to this episode. Click the link in the show notes. And I hope to work with you to grow and monetize your platform soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Anchored Media channel. My name is Tatum Iyomike. I am the CEO and executive producer here at Anchored Media. In this video, we're going to be talking about podcast growth. So I'm answering the question that we get all the time, why is my podcast not growing? So the first reason why you may not see the growth that you want to see with your show is that you didn't do the proper show development. Right? A lot of people, you get an idea for a podcast, so you get your mic, you start recording, you put it out there, you do all the logistical things, but you don't take a step back to plan out the details of your show from a strategy perspective. So you haven't taken the time to figure out, is my show different from others that are in my category? Let me go listen to the top shows in my category to see where there may be some gaps that I could fill with my content. Maybe you didn't take the time to survey and ask your target audience what type of show they're looking for. And so what happens is when you move too fast without a strategy, you hop right into the tactics, but then you start to realize that the growth isn't there that you want to see. The listenership isn't where you want it to be. And then you can get discouraged. So I have to just urge you to make sure that you do the proper steps before you launch. Now, if you already launched and you're like, Tatum, I know I skipped those things. So what are the things that are stifling my growth now? So what you can do to fix that is go back to the drawing board and you can conduct what we call a podcast audit. This is something that we do for every show that we work with that's already been released because we want to see what are the strengths, what are the weaknesses, what are the opportunities, what are the threats, where are they missing the mark, where are the other shows excelling at that we can capitalize on, where are the gaps, like I said, in the marketplace that we can fill with this type of content. So that's a great place for you to start to really assess where you may be missing the mark a little bit with the content so that you can fix it and grow your listenership. Another reason why your listenership may not be growing is because it's you focused and not audience focused. So what I mean by that is you should be creating content from a place of shared value, right? So you have your goals, which is to increase your listenership, make money, all of those things. But you also need to make sure that you're taking your audience's needs, desires, wants, goals, consumer behavior into account when it comes to your show. I work with podcasters all the time and it's, I want to get this message out there. This is something I'm passionate about. Me, I. But what does your audience want to hear? How do they want to hear it? What are their habits? Is your audience the type that they're watching things on YouTube as opposed to listening on a podcast app? If you're not doing video, then you're not creating the content in the way that your audience wants to hear it. So again, when you're planning out your show content, and now that your show is already out, take a step outside of you, you know, and how amazing and passionate you are about what you do, and think about your audience and create the thing that they can buy into. When podcast listeners listen to shows, they're listening for themselves. They want to be entertained. They want to grow in an understanding of a certain subject matter. They want to learn something. They want to get educated. They are focused on them. And so you need to create for them, because what's going to happen is they're going to share that show with their friends who probably also want to be entertained and learn about that specific subject matter. And then that makes them not just listeners, but advocates. And that begins to grow your listener even more, because you hit the nail on the head so well of identifying their need and filling it. Now they become marketers for you and make your job a lot easier.
This episode is brought to you by Abide. If the first thing you do when you wake up is look at your phone, then try this instead. Instead of checking social media, open the Abide app and start your day in the spirit and peace of Christ. Abide is the number one Christian meditation app. Abide users report less stress, lower levels of anxiety and depression, and better sleep. Start your day with Abide daily meditation. Now, again, we meditating on the word here, not anything else. So based on biblical scripture, these audio meditations will center you and draw you closer to Christ. For a limited time, our listeners will get 25% off a premium subscription when you visit abide.co/Tatum. Abide meditations start at 2 minutes long. They're easy to fit into your schedule and feature topics like overcoming anxiety, managing stress, addiction and recovery, finding forgiveness, and more. And at the end of the day, find deep rest with Abide bedtime stories. Based on the Bible, they're great for kids and adults alike. Join the millions of people using Abide, including Grammy Award-winning singers, church leaders, and Christians just like you. Get started now with 25% off a premium subscription by downloading the Abide app at abide.co/Tatum. You'll get additional stories and meditations, premium music, soothing sounds, and more. Support this show and get 25% off by going to abide.co/Tatum. That's abide.co/Tatum. And Tatum is spelled T-A-T-U-M. To download the Abide app and get 25% off your premium subscription.
Another reason your show may not be growing is because you're posting and ghosting. You're not telling anyone about it. So don't just post your show and then go about your business. Share it in different communities who care about your subject matter. Tell your family and friends. Tell them to tell their friends. Like, guerrilla marketing was a thing for a reason. So really go out there and tell as many people as possible about your podcast so that they can take a listen. And lastly, this is a big one. You're not giving yourself enough time to see results. So I believe that you should definitely track your listenership month after month, but you shouldn't make any changes until about a 3-month mark. Things could happen. Something could happen in the news to where your content might be a lot more relevant at that time because of what's happening in the world. So you may see that spike in listenership for that month. It may be the holiday season. People aren't really in their same spaces where they listen to podcasts. So you might see that decline. So there's going to be ups and downs, ebbs and flows, but track your analytics definitely on a month-to-month basis, but then really evaluate it quarterly so that you can identify any trends or anything that you need to keep up or let go to see the numbers go in the right direction. But again, it takes time. You're not going to top the charts unless you're a celebrity or you go viral or something. You're not going to top the podcast charts on day one. But there is a way, of course, to get ahead of the curve a little bit by working with experts. So one of our shows we developed for a client, within the first 30 days, her show was top 20 in entrepreneurship, top 100 in the business category on Apple Podcasts. A lot of people, when they work with us, actually, one of our current clients who's going through our academy, her show, once she started working with us, grew 60%. And our program is like a 4-month period where we work with them. And so you can cut the time down a lot by working with experts, but either way, give yourself time to make the adjustments and really understand your show, the numbers, your audience, so that you can make strategic decisions moving forward. If you heard all this and you're like, okay, Tatum, I hear you, but I need y'all help because I don't want to do this all myself and have to figure it out, go to anchoredmedia.com/openhouse where you can learn about what we have going on, our Find Your Voice Academy retreat. We now have a specific growth track. And so I'm super excited about these retreats because we have a launch track and a growth track, which allows us to be a lot more targeted in our information. So for the growth track, this is for podcasters who already have shows out. I'm going to have an ad executive from one of our partner companies to come and talk about the advertising side of podcasts and what you need to do to be positioned for brand deals with your platform. We're going to talk about just how to market and grow your podcast, how to position your business so that your podcast is driving customers into your business. It's so much that we cover specifically for you guys who already have shows. So go to anchoredmedia.com/openhouse. I go over the full itinerary so you know exactly what we're covering and you can apply. And I hope to see you there. That's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.